The Health Union Unison goes to the High Court today to challenge the government's plans for massive change to the NHS. The government wants to get rid of PCTs and hand control of the health budget purse strings to GPs. The unions say the proposals are breathtakingly arrogant because they never asked the British people about them. They didn't include them in their manifestos nor in the coalition programme for government. Here's what the Health Secretary, Andrew Lansley, told me about the changes on Saturday.
Firstly, patients should be at the heart of what we do and should have a much greater sense of control over their healthcare. Secondly, that if outcomes are what we're looking for, the best possible health outcomes, that's what we must focus on. Get rid of a tick-box target culture which gets in the way and give a focus at every point through payment systems and commissioning and inspection on delivering quality and outcomes. And then thirdly, that in order to deliver this, as in any walk of life and any public service, we must devolve decision-making close to the front line.
Andrew Lansley on Saturday. Well, Karen Jennings is head of health at Unison and is here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why are you taking this challenge to the courts?
Well, we believe that on such profound changes to the NHS, something that's going to dramatically change the NHS as we know it, the public have a right to have a say in it. Patients have a right to have a say in it.
But there's a consultation programme going on at the moment. There was a white paper produced in July.
There was a white paper produced in July after a coalition agreement document came out, which set out what the changes in the NHS would be. 2 weeks later, we got the white paper, which was dramatically different, profoundly different. None of what was in the white paper was in any of the party's election manifesto, and therefore they don't have a mandate for this particular white paper. And it is so, the NHS is such an important institution to the British public, and these changes ought to be at the very minimum consulted on. And the consultation process that the government are embarking upon is not about the white paper, the merits of it, or what's in it. It's about how to implement it. Well, if this is about patient empowerment, then surely the public and patients ought to have a say about what's being proposed.
So your argument is we don't want to be consulted on the way to do this. We want to be consulted on whether to do it.
Yes, absolutely.
There is an argument, though, that this has been the direction of travel. This has been the direction of travel for years. It slowed down a bit, perhaps a bit, during the Labour government, but they picked it up at the end of their time in government, and that this is just a continuation of that.
No, it's far, far more radical. Also, what I would say to you is we're entering into a climate of, economic challenge. And the words of Andrew Lansley and of David Cameron was no top-down reform. And what we're having is major, major reform at a time when our country's going through an economic crisis. They reckon that it's going to cost about £3 billion to implement these reforms. And there's been no reckoning on what the intensification of the market is going to cost in relation to transaction costs.
What about the effect of the reforms? The idea that GPs and patients, no decision about me without me, is the kind of the mantra that we're hearing. What about the idea that is at the heart of it, that they should be making decisions and deciding where money goes?
Well, first of all, the government's going to be wiping away a whole structure of government that makes the NHS comprehensive. It's about how the NHS works together. They're going to hand over £80 billion worth of money to GPs who actually have never managed that amount of money before. And we're going
They will bring in some of the managers into these consortia that are setting up. Why won't that work?
Well, we have to wait and see what happens to those managers. At the moment, the government is saying they're going to get rid of 45% of managers. This is an extremely demoralised workforce. There's no human workforce framework for shifting those across. The government wants to see private companies such as United Healthcare, Tribal, Humana take over these responsibilities. The GP consortia contracting that out. There's no discussion yet about, for example, United Healthcare deliver services. So is there going to be a conflict of interest in relation to them being the people that are going to procure those contracts? Look, we're entering into a situation where there's going to be intensified market. There's going to be huge geographical variation. The government have yet to say that the NHS in future will be funded by direct taxation. And so what are we going to see in our NHS in the future? An NHS which has very little money, where there may be co-payments, but those with serious mental health problems or serious health problems, how are they going to be looked after in the future?
Karen Jennings.